Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, August 6th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, a grim coronavirus milestone approaches for LA County, making sense of the pandemic job market, an update on the fight by a group of Chinatown residents to remain in their apartments, and the issues small cities face when big companies take over their aging water systems. Los Angeles County has been closing in on a very big number, 200,000. That's the number of confirmed coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. Health reporter Jackie Fortier has been following the continued spread, and she's here with the latest.
Right now, Los Angeles County has the highest number of reported COVID-19 cases of any county in the U.S. We are just under 200,000 cases. Now, that's more than any other large population county like Florida's Miami-Dade or Maricopa County in Arizona. I talked to an epidemiologist who said we should pay a little more attention to the case rate to get a sense of how things are going rather than the overall number. So the case rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people. In LA County, it's right around 1,900 cases per 100,000, and it's been steadily rising. For context, back in April, we were around 400 cases per 100,000 people. Since January, the coronavirus has killed more than 4,800 people in LA County. That makes it the second leading cause of death after coronary heart disease, and it is far deadlier than the flu.
With the pandemic devastating local economies, getting and keeping a job has been a roller coaster. So what exactly is going on? Business and economy reporter David Wagner is here to explain.
We've been on this kind of this roller coaster of reopening. So, you know, earlier this summer, many businesses were allowed to reopen. Then coronavirus cases spiked and those businesses had to shut down again. And researchers are seeing this reflected in the state's latest unemployment claims. You know, they found that lately, more than half of the claims are coming from people who are reopening old claims. So these are the kind of people who lost their job, then went back to work, and now they're losing their job all over again. People getting laid off twice tend to work in hard-hit sectors like food service and retail. You know, they tend to be lower income, they tend to be younger, they tend to be women and people of color. So as reopening in LA comes in fits and starts, these workers are now having to cycle on and off unemployment.
Over the last year, our Asian American communities reporter, Josie Wong, has been following a fight by tenants to stay in their apartment complex on the edge of Chinatown. She's here with an update to the story.
What these tenants are going through really just shows the churn of gentrification in LA. They've had three different landlords in the last year. Their current one wants them out so she can renovate, but we're in a pandemic, so the tenants keep trying to pay the rent, but the landlord, Victoria Vu, won't accept the checks because that would void her order that they leave. This past Saturday, the tenants went to her house and unsuccessfully tried to drop off rent. The next day, they found their building graffitied from top to bottom. Vu was reportedly seen on the premises that day, but when asked about the incident, her lawyer would not comment. The graffiti has since been removed, but the fear of getting evicted really is still very strong. A state order suspending eviction proceedings expires in a week, and it's not clear whether it's going to be re-upped.
And finally, many small cities in California operate their own water systems. And as local funds dwindle, some towns are being taken over by large companies. But as Sharon McNary reports, there are some problems with these types of sales.
The very big Cal-Am Water Company got the small city of Bellflower to agree to sell its leaky water system for $17 million. And city voters agreed several years ago, but not so fast. State regulators said the price was so high, it could unfairly raise rates for a half million Cal-Am customers outside of Bellflower. Now a judge has told the company and the city to come up with a new price tag that takes the poor condition of the system into consideration. Now, this is an issue facing a lot of California's tiny water systems that are falling apart. The state wants them to be taken over by bigger, more stable water companies. But state regulators also say if the prices are set too high, the money to buy up and fix those systems will dry up.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.